You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A recent study from the University of California, Los Angeles, has found a correlation between too much free time and poorer well-being. The research drew upon responses from over 35,000 participants about how they spend their time and how that impacts their mental health. Louis spoke to one of the report's authors, Cassie Mogulner-Holmes, about free time's impact on well-being and the consequences of coronavirus. To start, Louis asked Cassie what the report's main findings were.
So what we were looking at was, what is the relationship between the amount of discretionary time we have in our daily life and our happiness or life satisfaction? What we found was that, and when I say discretionary time, this is the amount of time that we have to spend on activities that we want to do versus on all of those obligations and activities that you have to do. We had a couple of different studies using several different data sets, finding that the relationship between the amount of discretionary time that we have and our happiness shows an inverted U shape, so sort of like an arc. And what that means is that when we have less than a certain number of hours of discretionary time in our day, we are significantly less happy. And at that low level of discretionary time, when you have too little time, having more discretionary time in your day is associated with greater happiness. What we found, however, was that having more discretionary time more and more isn't always better. In one of our data sets, we found that after 2 hours of discretionary time in our days, that the relationship actually levels out. And actually, beyond about 5 hours of discretionary time in the day, the negative effects, such that there's such thing as having too much time in our day. The underlying reasons for that, we have some evidence for. So maybe not surprisingly, the too little time effect is driven by stress. So when we have too few hours in our day to spend how we want, we feel more stressed out, and that stress makes us less happy. But we found that having too much discretionary time in our day makes us feel less purposeful. It makes us feel less productive. When we feel like we are less productive, then that actually undermines our satisfaction as well. So what this is pointing to is that too little time is bad, but also too much time is bad.
So I guess, are there specific examples as to why too much time is bad? What exact things cause poor mental health or too much free time?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, what we found was that when people had too much discretionary time in their day, they felt less productive, and that gave them a lacking sense of purpose. We show this in a couple ways. One was that in studies where people had a lot of discretionary time in their day, we asked them to what extent did they feel like their time was productive, worthwhile, and we found that those with an abundance of discretionary time in their day felt like they were less productive, and that undermines satisfaction. Interestingly, we found that for those who had a lot of discretionary time, spent their time during the day on a lot of discretionary activities, you did not see the dip in life satisfaction when those discretionary activities themselves felt productive, and also when they were socially connecting. So that is additional evidence to suggest that it is the lacking sense of purpose that comes from spending discretionary time on activities that feel not as worthwhile.
And I guess, how is well-being measured? Because I feel like that's quite a subjective thing to measure and study.
Yes, it's absolutely subjective, and that is important and part of the construct. So even in the psychology literature, happiness is referred to as subjective well-being. It's when I ask you, how are you feeling? So in our studies, it was measured by an overall evaluation of one's life as satisfying. So it's sort of like on a scale, how satisfied are you with your life overall? Another component of happiness or subjective well-being is also this sort of, how happy are you feeling? It's not just the overall evaluation, but also how happy are you feeling? And we found that on both of those sort of components of subjective well-being, you saw this inverted U-shape.
Yeah, actually, that's something I did want to ask. Is there an optimal amount of free time that you've found from the study?
It's going to be specific for the individual. In one of our data sets, and this is specific to that data set, we found that up to 2 hours of discretionary time, you saw a significant increase with more time. Beyond 5 hours of discretionary time, you saw a significant decrease. Between the 2 and 5, there was not a significant relationship, suggesting that, you know, there's a lot of noise or perhaps it's flat between that time. And I think that the bigger takeaway is the overall shape of the pattern, where there's this inverted U, where, you know, on one end you have too little. And then I think the biggest takeaway from our data is that there is such thing as having too much.
Do you think there could be systemic pressures with this? Because you mentioned productivity and feeling busy are main issues for people not feeling happy with their discretionary time. So do you think it's a societal thing almost?
Our data doesn't speak to why particular uses of time are viewed as worthwhile or not. Our data or our studies are taking as assumed that activities that 90% of people view as discretionary versus not are indeed discretionary. If your question is around why do we need to feel like our time is productive and not having too much wasted time on our satisfaction, that sort of pulls from other research as well as some of my other research, where we want to feel we need some relaxation, we need some sort of space in our days, and that's where you're getting this sort of too little time effect or time poverty. But we also want to feel like we are contributing. We want to have a sense of purpose and direction. And when we spend our time in ways that are ultimately fulfilling, which our data is pointing to is both through deep social connection, as well as activities that make people feel discretionary activities that make people feel productive, you see that there is not the decrease effect of having too much time.
And I guess just finally, with lockdowns and the pandemic and everything, is there major impacts on people's well-beings with the increased amount of free time people are having?
Yeah, I mean, the pandemic is a really interesting thing, right? Because on the one hand, it has given us a lot more discretionary time. It's cleared our calendars, right? We can't go do all those activities that we, including obligations that we typically do. So we have a lot more time. But the interesting thing that we have, and I know that New Zealand is a little different in terms of, you know, amount of time that we've been in lockdown, but we have found, at least in the United States, that because you can work from home, that there are some people, and as their kids are doing schooling from home, that you actually see that there's a segment of the population that feels like they have even less time than before because they're constantly on, they're constantly expecting to be working at the same time taking care of their kids. And so while some people have experienced a pandemic of like having an abundance of discretionary time, others have actually found that their discretionary time has been like soaked up and taken away because at home, since can always be working, they are always working. So the pandemic has been interesting in morphing our time usage and our time access, but in different ways for different people.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.